Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, May 28th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by ProClip USA. Leading off today, Apple is said to be close to launching new third-generation AirPods, according to a new report from Bloomberg. This comes after several months of leaks and rumors about the product, and the new design is said to feature shorter stems with a design similar to the current generation AirPods Pro. According to today's report from Bloomberg, the new AirPods 3 could launch as soon as sometime this year. Bloomberg also reports that redesigned AirPods Pro will arrive next year and feature new motion sensors to enable onboard fitness tracking. This would be the first time that the functionality of AirPods has expanded beyond audio. The report says that Apple had originally hoped to launch the new AirPods Pro this year, but those plans have been pushed back, so we're now looking at new AirPods Pro sometime in 2022. The new AirPods Pro are rumored to feature a design that removes the stem to make them more compact when they're in ear. This design sounds similar to the Beats Studio Buds, which were leaked by 9to5Mac earlier this month and are expected to be announced, according to Bloomberg, next month. Finally, Bloomberg says that Apple only recently caught up with demand for AirPods Max and is not currently working on a second generation of the product. That being said, Apple has reportedly discussed launching additional color variations of AirPods Max sometime in the future. In other news, the launch of the new iPad Pro with the M1 chip inside has once again sparked conversation about how the iPad hardware is rapidly outpacing iPadOS. Many people are setting their hopes on iPadOS 15 at WWDC to announce overhauls to multitasking, external display support, and more. But as it turns out, there's even a more direct of a limitation on iPadOS today for customers hoping to use the M1 chip for Pro applications. It turns out that the operating system on the new iPad Pro limits all third-party applications to using a maximum of 5 gigabytes of RAM each. This limitation has come to light because of an overnight update to the digital art application Procreate, which is now officially optimized for the new iPad Pro. For those unfamiliar, Procreate enforces layer count limitations to accommodate the constrained memory environment of an iPad, and it updates those limitations with each hardware generation as each new iPad adds more RAM. Historically, Apple has never discussed how much RAM a particular iOS device has had, but this time around, Apple says that the iPad Pro with M1 processor has 8 gigabytes of RAM as standard, while the 1TB and 2TB models both have 16 gigabytes of RAM. But Procreate users have found that the 115 layer count limitation is the same across the base model iPad Pro and those higher storage configuration models, even though they feature twice the amount of RAM. So it turns out that the iPad's operating system only allows an application to use a maximum of 5 gigabytes of RAM in both the 8GB configuration and the 16GB configuration. If an application uses more than that, it is immediately force quit by the operating system and evicted from memory to avoid crashing the OS. So this means that a single Pro application is unable to use all of the M1 chip's resources. So the additional RAM in the 1TB and 2TB models will mean that more applications at a time can stay alive in memory for multitasking, but an individual application will behave the same whether it's running on the 8GB or 16GB configuration. Again, the idea of per-application RAM limits have existed in iOS since the beginning, but the limitation is more pronounced with this new iPad because the absolute numbers are bigger. It would make sense if the RAM limits scaled with the amount of available RAM in the iPad, but as of right now, that is not the case. We'll have to wait and see if this situation changes with iPadOS 15, which Apple will officially announce to the public in a little under just 2 weeks. We are sponsored this week by ProClip USA. Distracted driving is dangerous, and cell phones are one of the biggest causes of related accidents. you need a safe and sturdy spot to place your phone for GPS navigation, hands-free calling, and listening to your favorite podcast. And suction cups and vent clips just don't cut it. There are plenty of flimsy vent clips for MagSafe that use third-party magnets that aren't optimized for your new iPhone. But ProClip USA makes a mount that allows you to simply snap in your own MagSafe charging puck for the most secure MagSafe mount on the market. There are two parts to the ProClip USA design. First, the vehicle mounting base is designed specifically for the exact make, model, and year of your car. It easily snaps tightly into the seams of your dashboard panels for a solid and secure fit. I was able to install mine in just a few minutes. Second, the phone holder is made specifically for your iPhone, and there are a number of different configurations from which to choose. The ProClip MagSafe holder lets you bring the convenience of MagSafe to your car with just a snap. I've been using it for a few weeks now, and it really is that easy. If you're looking for a way to bring MagSafe to your car, there is no better option than ProClip USA. Don't settle for flimsy vent clips and suction cups, and build your custom ProClip solution today at ProClipUSA.com. Fans of 9to5Mac can save 10% on their order using the promo code 9TO5 at checkout from now until August 31st. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
As we head into the weekend, all of today's top deals are headlined by Amazon offering Apple's new M1 11-inch iPad Pro for $749. Typically fetching $799, today's offer amounts to $50 in savings, matches the all-time low we saw once before as a pre-order at the start of the month, and is the very first Amazon price cut to date. Apple's latest iPad Pro arrives, powered by the M1 chip that has graced its most recent lineup of Macs. Alongside its 11-inch Liquid Retina display, you'll be able to count on all of the power of a MacBook thanks to Thunderbolt connectivity and Wi-Fi 6 support. That's alongside all-day battery life, Apple Pencil support, and Face ID to round out the package. And to continue the pre-Memorial Day discounts, Amazon is currently taking up to $70 off a selection of Apple Watch Series 6 models. Our top pick is the 44mm GPS Plus Cellular Blue Aluminum with Deep Navy Sport Band model at $459. Down from its $529 going rate, you're looking at $70 in savings, with today's offer beating our previous mention by 20 and marking a new all-time low. You'll also be able to save on additional models starting at $329. Apple Watch Series 6 arrives with the suite of fitness tracking features that you'll have come to expect from previous generations, but with the addition of a new blood oxygen sensor and an even brighter always-on display. That's alongside Apple's new U1 chip and support for faster wireless charging, so it spends less time off your wrist. Plus, you'll also benefit from cellular connectivity on select models, so you can leave your iPhone at home during runs and the like. And after all of the other Memorial Day sales have gone live this week, Best Buy is wrapping things up by heading into the long weekend with a collection of its own discounts. You'll find everything from the latest Macs and Apple gear to TVs, Chromebooks, and more throughout the sale. But headlining is Apple's latest 13-inch MacBook Pro M1 256GB for $1,100. Down from its usual $1,299 going rate, today's offer amounts to $199 in savings, beats our previous mention by $50, and marks a new all-time low on the entry-level configuration. Equipped with up to 512 gigs of storage and 8 gigs of RAM, Apple's latest MacBook Pro enters with an M1 chip for improved performance alongside up to 17-hour battery life. Everything is centered around a 13-inch Retina display that pairs with two Thunderbolt ports, Wi-Fi 6 connectivity, and Apple's Touch Bar. And for all of the other best deals this Memorial Day weekend, be sure to head over to 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to follow along in Apple's podcast app, in Overcast, or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Again, my thanks to ProClip USA for sponsoring the show this week. Sponsors like ProClip help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.